It's going to be story number one. And we'll call this one Lepidoptera. You'll see why later on. Bernie and Because. Bernie was our camp manager, and Because was the team cook, the group cook, had sent us on our way that first morning, filled with a large breakfast and a great deal of hope. An hour later, we found ourselves south of the escarpment and pushing hard. As will prove to be the case most of the time, the Major and Clever, one of our trackers, were out front. Being the Major's gun bearer, I found myself having time of it just to keep up. They almost killed me. I had to keep up with them, and the first day we walked up and down these ravines that you just could not believe. We found out later we were probably following just one elephant. He was just hauling ass across the ravine and trumpeting, and then go back across the other and trumpeting. Anyway, we were following him back and forth. Oh my gosh. But the temperature and the humidity were both killers, so, and the terrain was nothing but, well, Zimbabwe means rock. So that ought to tell you something. Now, it's a good time to tell you about all the group. The trackers we had, these guys, could follow a mouse across the parking lot. I've never seen anything like it in my life. They would tell you all sorts of stuff. Poop was one of their big things. When they found a heap of poop, they could put their finger in it to get the temperature. And with just that temperature idea and what they could see around it, they could tell you exactly how far the elephant was away, how far we were going to have to go in this direction to intersect with them. It was amazing, just amazing. Anyway, if you do that in Zimbabwe, you're looked at, by the way, as a really, really cool person. If you do that in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, out on the beach one day, you're probably going to get arrested. Anyway, all right. I could tell you anything about all the birds, all the animals, everything. And we really had start of a great day. Day one, we came upon a group of wild dogs, something that you just don't ever see. It was amazing. I literally was stunned. Even the trackers and all were all stunned. They say you just don't see these things very often. The other thing is, when we were pushing along, the Major was, he was always cognizant of his surroundings and all. He had been there before, but me, I was staring at everything. I'll give you a call. I got a phone. I'll stop. Let me tell you a little bit about our PH. Our PH, it was the absolute, he was the man. He looked the part. He was a tall guy. He was fit. He was muscular. He absolutely was the man. He knew a great deal about the local knowledge of, his local knowledge of all sorts of things, plants, animals, all of that type of stuff was great. Just, I mean, phenomenal, actually. And he could speak the languages, of course, of the local people, and just a lot of fun to be with. Ricky turned out to be a really, really neat guy. Showed us all parts of stuff and all. I'll tell you about them in various stories and all. Let's see. I have to cut off right now. I'll be back. What you may have missed, by the way, is the fact that you have to be really, really close to these elephants. You cannot do this from a long distance way, and it's not just not going to work. But what I'm here to tell you is pretty cool, though. This actually happens. These guys, they sneak up on these elephants so quietly. They have a little stuff called mopani wood, and they burn it to an ash. Well, this mopani wood is pretty damn neat stuff. They blow it up in the air, and when they blow it up in the air, they can tell by which way it moves or which way the wind's coming. So they always want to keep themselves, you know, like downwind from the animals. Well, every once in a while, the mopani wood goes and they walk in a different direction, and we're walking through this. The jungle over there is called the chest, and it's just thick as can possibly be. It's literally like a Tarzan movie. We're moving through this thing, and we come to this area where there's some elephants. And now everybody's a little bit tense. I noticed that everything stepped up. The major has a little habit, by the way. When something's getting ready to be killed, he literally likes to move a couple of cartridges in their holder where they won't bind or stick or anything. He wants to be sure that they're there and everything. So he's checking already. I noticed that things were picking up. Things were getting a little nervous. All of a sudden, the trackers are telling me, shh, shh, be quiet. Be quiet now. Be quiet. This is really, really the time. So now we get up there, and we're going along, and all of a sudden, one of the trackers turns to me real close, and he points. And when he points, I follow it out, and there's an elephant standing. If he was standing 75 feet away, I would think that it was closer than that, because, I mean, he was right there. I just about crapped myself, I don't mind telling you. Everybody else was being quiet. The thing was just sitting there eating away on a tree and ripping it apart and just literally just eating. But he was very, very close. Well, everybody's telling me to be quiet. They're not even shushing me. They're just making the sign. And all of a sudden, with my mouth open, staring at this elephant, a butterfly flies down my throat. I gag. Everybody's staring at me now. Everybody's looking at the elephant, staring at me, looking at the elephant, staring at me. So now we're backing out of this place, trying to not be heard, but I'm still... The damn butterfly is stuck in the back of my throat. We back out of there. The guys are all laughing by this time. They get a bottle of water. They give me a bottle of water, and I wash the butterfly down. But that's just one little story. You had to be there really to appreciate it, and I hope that my future storytelling will be better. Talk to you in the next story now. Bye.